Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans who reject the extreme MAGA ideology.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation from Philadelphia Thursday night, warning of extremist MAGA threats to American democracy. Republicans criticized the speech. Here's Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
What is clear to me and clear to you is that Washington and the White House aren't listening. They just don't get it. You have never been more worried, more alarmed by the direction of our country. Yet they tell you everything is fine.
The January 6th committee on Thursday has requested an interview with former House Speaker and Georgia Republican Newt Gingrich about his involvement in events leading up to the Capitol riot. Former President Donald Trump said he would issue full pardons and a government apology to rioters. A federal judge has declined to issue an immediate decision in a case brought by Trump's lawyers, who asked the court to appoint a third-party legal expert to review evidence seized by FBI investigators when they searched his Florida home. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell heads to Jackson, Mississippi today. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the EPA also has an expert on the ground to support the repair of the O.B. Curtis water plant. Tens of thousands of people lack access to safe drinking water after flooding in Mississippi's capital.
The agency is also working to expedite delivery of equipment needed to repair Jackson's water treatment plant.
A new Pew survey of Black Americans finds nearly half say achieving racial equality in the U.S. isn't likely. Kiana Cox with the Pew Research Center said the results show widespread pessimism on racism and institutional change.
No more than 20% of Black Americans said that they thought that any U.S. institution would change in terms of the criminal justice system, the political system, the healthcare system, and others that we asked about.
On the heels of Labor Day, the National Labor Relations Board said they intend to throw out Amazon's objections to the unionization of its warehouses in New York, clearing a path for the union to become the first certified bargaining unit within the company. Finally, the CDC late Thursday recommended Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 boosters that target the Omicron strain for people age 12 and up. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.